Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local writer just won a prestigious writing award. What's the story? Let's go in depth with Larry Hopple, Director of Central Communications and Sports Information at Central College. Well, Larry, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
It's really cool. And it was about a story that you did on a Central wrestler who went from homeless to Central College. What was the title?
From Homeless to Heavyweight, Miranda Finds a Family at Central.
Mm-hmm. Homeless
to Heavyweight.
Well, to Heavyweight, Finds a Family. Those are all really neat key words. Right. I mean, they sort of resonate deep with us.
Well, and certainly with Jaime. Jaime was just, it's one of those stories you don't come across every day. And it's, as you know, as a storyteller, you're only as good as the story you have to tell. And his is an amazing one. And if I had the ambition, and I don't, I could have written a book on Jaime. I visited him with a couple of hours, and I felt like I was just scratching the surface on his story. It's amazing the things he's been through and the things he's overcome.
Could you explain a little bit? Tell us just, you know, briefly his story.
Sure. He was homeless as a child for periods of time. When he was about 4 or 5 years old, he had two younger siblings and his mother. His father dropped them off one night at a Pizza Hut parking lot, drove away, and never returned. Basically, he'd had an argument with the wife, and he's done with them, and just walked out. And mom had, you know, was working, but did not have near enough income to support them. They at times spent nights sleeping in a Geo Metro with the front window knocked out, and mother stayed up the entire night because she couldn't even lock the door, so she's watching over the kids. And bounced around and, you know, would have apartments and get kicked out of apartments and moved here, moved there, moved in with grandma and seven other people and shared a room with six people and, you know, moved to Mexico and with an uncle and moved back. And then when he was junior high school, his mother was only early 30s. Well, actually, prior to this, their apartment burned to the ground, lost what few possessions they had, one of the apartments they had, and then his mother got breast cancer and died when he was a sophomore in high school. And he somehow was able then, through excelling in athletics and wrestling, kind of found a purpose for keeping his grades up a little bit, and that's how college coaches found out about him and started recruiting him. And Eric McClay has some connections out there, was very persistent, and got him to come to Central, and it's been a hurdle. But he graduated this spring and has a job working at Woodward Academy with kids like himself.
What a great story. I mean, that's just classic hero's journey story. A guy comes from nothing, a person comes from nothing, and then has all these obstacles and succeeds. And what a wonderful story. It's a heartwarming story, mm-hmm. too. And it offers sort of inspiration for all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it obviously, when we put it out, it got a huge response. And there's just so much more to the story because it's never been a straight path with him. I mean, he had some serious anger issues. Pretty awesome. In fact, we lost a wrestling meet once because of him. He got angry after he had lost a match. Shoved a referee, took a swing at a kid, and, you know, we suspended him for the year, but we got a team point deduction and we ended up losing by 1 point. And, you know, he's tried to drop out of school multiple times, and Eric Van Clay said, it's not an option. You're sticking it out. And, you know, it is a testimony, and he will say this to Central. You know, we tout that we help kids and we'll go, you know, beyond what a university graduate assistant would. I mean, he has been in faculty offices for hours and they work with him. Tutors have worked with him. There's been a whole village here at Central that has lifted him up. Parents on the wrestling team from other wrestlers have basically adopted him. There was one set of parents whose own son has graduated, came to every single one of his meets this year, drove an hour and a half or more to every single one of his meets just so he'd be there for IMA. And He also became a strong Christian here because of some of the kids he was hanging out with. And there's just layers and layers of things with Jaime. So yeah, it is a very heartwarming story. Got a tremendous response. And Harry Smith ended up doing two stories with it on NBC News. One was NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, and then an expanded version, which is unusual to get a second hit, but he got a second one with Sunday Today with Willie Geist, and he got a tremendous response. And we had some, Des Moines Register did a story, KCCI did a very lengthy story, so yeah, it got great response.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Larry Hopple, Director of Central Communications and Sports Information at Central College. But it also takes somebody to recognize the significance of a story and then put it in a form that people will consume and find of interest and then want to follow up. It just, this story, I mean, it could have just hung out there.
Right.
And you pulled it together.
Right. Well, that's our job is to find those stories and then promote them. But yeah, you're right. I mean, and I don't, in my present role, I don't get to do near as much writing as I like. I do enjoy writing. I don't consider myself a great writer, but I do enjoy it and enjoy the, and I guess I enjoy the art because it's hard work, as you know, to really do it well. It's, I would say, it kind of makes you squirm in your chair as you're doing it. It's just tough, but I have an appreciation for good writing. And when Eric Van Clay had kind of mentioned this to me, didn't mention it to me as a story possibility, but it just, I had kind of learned about it. I thought to myself, okay, I'm doing this one. And yeah, I felt like I knew right away this was something that media would have an interest in and I thought had some real potential.
Well, it's that kind of story too that's also a story of Central College too.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
Absolutely. It's what we're all about. I mean, and Eric in particular, but I think a lot of our athletics teams in the campus gym talks about family, and that, you know, that you're not by yourself here. You've got all kinds of people help. You've got alumni who are willing to help you and reach out, connections and getting internships and getting jobs and all those kinds of things, but help you through the tough times and celebrate the good ones. And yeah, he's a classic example of that. Eric has said Jaime is the biggest success story of his coaching life. Even if we win a national championship, something this in his mind, this is bigger. What Jaime has done to turn his life around, it's been really, and you know, his story is not over, and I'm sure he'll have some ups and downs, but it'll be exciting to see where his path takes him.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Larry Hopple, Director of Central Communications and Sports Information at Central College. When your recognition came from the College Sports Information Directors of America, that's where your award came from. And these are people all across America that have great stories to tell about college athletics. I mean, most everybody's interested in college athletics. There's great stories every day, but yours rose to the top.
Yeah, it was pretty humbling. I mean, when I saw some of the other finalists, there are some people I know and really respect. This guy, actually another Division III guy at St. Thomas, who years ago he was sports editor of the Ames Tribune. He's authored a couple of books. And he's a great, great writer. There's a guy from Stanford University, used to be a Bay Area sports writer who I know, and he's a tremendous writer. And I thought to even be mentioned in the same conversation with them was quite an honor. There's a guy from Notre Dame I know who wins a lot of awards like that. And so I immediately thought there must be steroid allegations against some of those people. I'm not sure how I finished ahead of them, but yeah, that was pretty neat. But sadly, in our profession and society in general, I think there's less and less emphasis on what I would call isn't really long-form writing, but what the world considers to be long-form writing is anything that's longer than 140 characters. Right. And there's so much emphasis now on social media and quick and fast and just get it out. And so that for feature stories like this, there just there aren't as many out there anymore either. And I think that's not for the good.
When your competition, there was like 480, am I remembering right? 400
right.
Something like yeah. that. That was your competition.
Right.
480.
454, I think.
54 other pieces. Yeah. And I'm just going to assert this, but I personally think some of the best writing anywhere are writings about sports, on the sports pages, sports magazines. There's some great writers out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the best writing. Sports Illustrated is some of the best literature in the planet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's, I enjoy people like John Feinstein, for instance, who I think is a very good writer. And, you know, Frank DeFord, who just passed away, was another one.
Roger Angel.
David Halberstam, who would write kind of a historical book, but every other book he would write would be about sport, and usually about baseball. But he wrote October 1964 about the Cardinals and the Yankees World Series, which was really, and it had a lot of other societal issues in it. But there's a lot of Roger Kahn, Boys of Summer.
I
read that one when I was in junior high, and that's great writing. Yeah, and there's such dramatic stories to tell. I think I always read nonfiction, not always, but probably 98% of what I read is nonfiction. And David McCullough, who's one of my favorites, I love reading history, American history, and he said the thing he likes about nonfiction is you can't make it up. If you wrote it in fiction, people wouldn't believe it. He said, who would believe that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, close colleagues, friends, signers of the Declaration of Independence, would die on the exact same day, 50 years to the day, on July 4th, 1826, after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You know, how do you make that up?
You can't. No one would believe it. So, looking back, what do you think the most important thing is that you've learned from this?
From writing about Jaime?
Yeah. And the recognition associated with it.
The recognition that there's a lot of things you do and people do that's your best work that nobody even notices that. And you're used to that as a behind the scenes kind of person. And that's what I am. I don't put my face out there, and that's a good thing. So, I'm always reminded of Lincoln's quote. When he said, when he was accused of being two-faced, he said, if I were two-faced, do you really think I'd use this one? it's really nice to receive it. And it's the best part is when you start getting all the notes from friends and people you've worked with over the years and past students and all those kinds of things. I got word of the award actually from Wade Steinlege, who was one of my former student workers, who now he's the chair of the committee for COSIATA, and he works down at Wayne Penn. And so it was neat to be able to get the call from him. I mean, that's bigger than the award. But as far as what I learned from it, you always learn. There's always, after a story, there's always things you want to go back and rewrite and change and improve if you could do it over. But I guess it's still that our business is about storytelling, and that if you have a good story, it's still going to resonate. And it's probably the longest story I've ever written. And so I was a little hesitant about that in today's attention of a hummingbird kind of a society. But you know what? People still read it. And so that says if you've got a good story, people will still read it, even if it's longer than 140 characters.
Thanks to Larry Hopple for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.